Access number 31445, Mr. Pat Bradley, Reel 3. Now, what we're talking about your continuation line, seamanship training and everything aboard HMS Nelson with the training squadron. Now, so what was your mess deck like? I mean, because...
The mess itself, we probably had 12 or 14 in the mess, you know, it was just the mess table, like, you know, and you had probably 12 or 14 in there, but you had a killick at the mess, and
he was an old leading seaman,
and he was an instructor as well, sort of thing, you know, and he was and he just showed you how to, you know, how do you live. You know, and as much as going getting the grub from the galley, washing up, putting it up, you know, and all the rest of it, and getting to go to the bakery and get the bread and how to cut it. And that was just to show you, because in the Navy, you take your turn of what they call cook of the mess, you know, and you had to learn when it was your time. And what that involved was going getting the grub, putting it up on the table.
So where would you tell us a bit about the system? It wasn't canteen messing, was it? It was
general messing. Yeah.
So tell what the cook of the mess did.
Well, as I say, he's when it was your turn, say two or three, and you scrubbed out the mess in the morning, all the rest of it, to do all the as I say. Go and draw the grub, you know, in the trays, go to the galley, mess number, and then take it up, lay it out on the table, put all the knives and forks out and things like that, you know. And then after the meal, you clean up, you wash up and everything like that, don't go and ditch the gash and everything like that, you know, that is...
Now, was it hammocks or was it...
Hammocks.
Now tell us a bit about hammocks, lovers like me don't understand hammocks, because a lot of seamen like them.
Well, when you're in a hammock, you see, you've got, it's made up of, you know, tingles, like that's the small thing, and a rope where you there, and you've got a lashing where it's lashed up, see. But inside there, you've got, on your hammock, you've got a small... It's a palliasse sort of thing, you know, and one blanket, that's it. And if
dividers, or what are they called?
You stretch. Yeah, well, you make your own of them, they don't issue with them, but you made your own stretcher, like, you know, and some of them was elaborate and awesome. You know, I've got to take them down the chippy shop and get a drop of stuff on them, like, you know, polish them up. But that was just where your head goes. That was just to keep you part of it. But you only had, I think it was just over 2 foot where your slinging billet, you know, was on that thing. Yeah. And yeah, it was you could have a good sleep in them.
Was it difficult to get into the first time?
Well, it was. Yeah. Well, you swing up off the hammock bar, you see, and you swing yourself up and into it, you know. Yeah.
And they were comfy, were they?
Yeah, they were. So you know, all depends. You see, your best, you know, to have them as tight as you could, like between the hammock bars, and then you've got more or less in. But some ones, they don't like them. Today and with like that,
bent double almost.
Yeah, I don't know, but everybody did their own thing.
And what about stowing them away? Because you don't leave them.
Yeah, well, on every mess deck, you've got what you call an hammock netting, and it's a quite large, you know, thing. And in the morning, when you lash up, you lash it up and put it in a place in, and the chief of the mess decks come round and he sees any one, you know, a slack, what they call a slack hammock, you know, that's another thing you get done for. You get, you know, 2 days, 3 days running up and down round the And the forwarder, we ran it on you. And that was Slack Abbott, sort of Slack Abbott.
What were inspections like of the mess deck? Do you remember who would do it? Was it a captain or would it be anyone?
No, it's just the officer of the day. He came round. So you've got the chief of the mess decks, and he run all the, you know, the cleaners and all the rest of it, you know, the mess deck cleaners. And he was the one who looked at it. But then at inspection times were the officer of the day had come round in the midday meal, right? Any complaints? No. Never was. And then there was rounds of the evening, what they call the evening quarters. And he come round, and that is the officer of the day, and plus the mess deck thing and all the rest of them. Like, you know.
And how clean or how much preparation would you get for an inspection? Or was it just...
No, not a... Well, not a lot, but...
It just had to be clean?
Yeah, everything had to be, you know, done, like gear stowed away, you know, no... You can't have any gear sculling around on the mess decks.
But not spit and polish, not bullshit.
It was washed, what, swept up and all that. The gush bucket had to be clean, like, you know, washed out and everything like that. And you just stood to on the thing. After evening quarters, you could sling your hammock, you know. Yeah. That would come at around about 5 or 6, no. After the evening meal, which was about 7 o'clock. Yeah.
Now, on the Nelson, were you doing a watch system, or were you just working a day?
You did do part of ship, like, you know, you had forecastle, main top, thing, quarter deck, and something else, you know. And there was all different parts of the ship. And you was in that division. You was in, you know, that was your division. So you were called a deckman. It was a division. But you had watches. But it was, oh, I don't know. When you was under training, like, you know, I couldn't remember how the watches worked to you. So I couldn't remember.
It's all right.
Yeah.
So what? Tell me about your training. I mean, what sort of training were you? Or what was a typical day like on the Nelson?
Well, sometimes you start off. Well, you start off early. And the first job was scrub down the decks, you know, and other things.
Now, tell me polishing. Tell me about scrubbing and polishing the decks. Then
it was scrubbing the decks. You've got the captain of the top, you know, say with the quarter deckman, you know. He's got the hose and thing, and you scrub. With the hand scrubber, see, scrubbing up behind him, and then back again, and then that is a deck, and it's all whitewashing paint work or anything like that. You've done that. That was upper deck cleaning, and then you go down to breakfast.
Now, what was the food like on the Nelson?
Yeah, it was good. It was real good. You know, I mean, a thing that I can always remember, the bread, because she had big loaves like that, you know. It was the whitest bread I've ever come across, I think. But it was always good bread, you know. Yeah.
And what about other? Did you have sort of the traditional meals, or was it starting to
breakfast is, you know, all the egg and bacon or something like that, you know, they used to call it red lead. That was that, you know, tin tomatoes, you know. They called it red lead, yeah. It's all fit being got, but it was that. They did have a different things, like, you know, but mostly we had sausages or something like that, or them waffle things, you know. And it was good. It was
and what about hidden. Lunch or dinner, which of you?
Oh, that was always a, you know, baked dinner or tea. Sometimes you had stew and things like that, but and I always remember them. They had like a pudding, little puddings, you know, and
what steamed puddings?
Yeah, and they were bloody handsome. They was, you know, yeah, that was good.
What did you get in the evening?
And that was the same, like with cooked tea and
proper cooked tea.
You know, and let salad, or if they had any salad, you know, and all that. Yeah, and it was good. It was good, wholesome food.
So you clean ship, yeah. Then you had breakfast. What then in your training?
And then you go to instruct. You know, see, well, there was all different. Say you're going, you might go on the boats. You might go, you know, as I say, painting ship or anything like that. All kinds of things. Then, of course, all the mess decks, not the mess decks themselves, but the alleyways and everything, they all had to be cleaned. You was in different jobs every day, sort of thing. But the instructions with seamanship was mostly, you know, with the boats and the whalers. You know, and sailing, you could teach.
Did you enjoy sailing and rowing?
Yeah.
In what way? Well, tell us a bit about rowing and sailing.
Well, a whaler, you've got six people in it, plus the coxswain, like, you know, and three oars this side, three oars that side, two oars that side. And the bellman, you know, were a little. You know, scraggy bit like me, sort of thing. It was, you know, if you got one of them. But it managed. The only thing is, you know, sort of all kinds of things, you toss the oars, you know, when you're coming alongside. You know. And some of that, them oars was. But you managed, you did it. And it became, as I say, I suppose, really, coming up to 18, you know. I was getting stronger and stronger, what with the good food and the exercise and everything like that, I was getting a little bit stronger.
What about the sailing? Did you do much sailing?
Not a lot of it, but you did do whalers, in whalers, like, you know. And they had, of course, they had interfleet sports and things like that, where you was either in a cruise or something like that.
So that's seamanship, a lot of that rowing and stuff. What about gunnery? You said you started your gunnery.
Yeah,
were you going to be a gunnery rating?
No, at that time, you hadn't chosen what branch you wanted to go into. You know, you wouldn't be more because you went and see.
So but tell me about the gunnery training you got on the Nelson.
It was on the mostly on the 4-inch or 5-inch, and. You know, it was the ordinary, you know, loading thing, fuse setting, all the rest of it. You all took turns in all different positions.
So you do everything on the team?
More or less, you take.
This is 4 and 4.5, or just?
4.5.
4.5, yeah.
And you'd, and then you'd go into the big, But not on the Nelson. She was, I think she was 16-inch, and that was a specialist job. That was.
You so know. You didn't do
so
that.
You didn't do. But you went in there, you know, and you done other things. You did go into the turrets, but you didn't go slinging about them big shells.
What about the 4.5? What were the? Do you remember the drill? What the drill of loading was?
Yeah, well, you had three loaders. You see, you had what they call the ready-use lockers. Like, this is on the Belfast as well.
Same setup, was it?
See, you had ready-use lockers with the ammunition in there. And, you know, prodigies, you know. And the you had three loaders. They took them. They took the shell from the ready-use locker, and then you had the captain of he would be on the left-hand gun. No, the captain of the gun was on the right-hand gun, and he'd opened the breech, the loader had put it in, and that thing, and they connect the thing, but then before it got to that, it had to go on the fuse machine, you know, And that was more speciality, a fusion.
What did that do?
They put laid it on this thing with a nose up it. And you've got another person there, just for, because all your directions are coming from the director or, you know, the TS. And that, and he just follows it round and then pulls through. When you say fuse, well, bang, and you turn the handle and that put the, and turn the nose, the fuse of the shell. And that is where, then he takes it off and then loads it, and that gun's ready, they put them all on ready, and then it's in fire. We'd, obviously we didn't fire in, it was like, the other and that like that. But that, all that kind of thing, you know, and then you had the Orlikins and...
Tell me about that.
That was a different thing entirely, and the pom-poms, that was all smaller stuff, but...
Which do you remember, the Orlikin or the Bofors, or which one?
Yeah. I was on the Orlikins mostly, but...
So tell us about the Orlikin drill then. Well, I mean, there's only two of you, is there?
Yeah, one was loading, one on... But he was... The man who manned that thing, that was his specialist. You know, he was a specialist, you know, they properly trained. But you all took a turn like that.
Loaded and firing, all right. Yeah. You did not.
Yeah, yeah. And
what did you think when you went in the 16-inch turrets? Because, I mean, they're big, aren't they?
Yeah. I didn't. As I say, we didn't do anything, but it was all explained, you know, and the thing. Because, you see, the forward turrets, they was seamen. And, of course, the after turrets, they was marines. You know, they were different.
So what was it like in one of them turrets? There's none to go in now, really.
Oh, it's about as big as this. Big, might be a bit bigger. Yeah, about a bit bigger. But spacious, you know. You can go in the one on the Belfast, you know.
Well, they're small. They're
6-inch.
They're a third of the size, aren't
they? Yeah.
I mean, were they big and imposing?
Oh, yeah, massive. Because, yeah, you've got three barrels there, you see, and they all work. But it's the lifts coming up, you know. And it's all done by hydraulics, you know, and things like that. And
Was that your ambition to work in a 16-inch turret? I mean, were you happier under 4-inch? Because you didn't like being indoor.
No, I was all right under 4-inch.
So any other specialists, or any other training you got? You got gunnery?
Well, gunnery, they sort of, you went in, you've got a bit of a torpedo, you know, training.
Tell me about that. Well, I mean, what?
That was more or less loading and unloading the thing, you know, but once you come out of that train, once you come out of the heat, like to go on after I'd left the Nelson.
Oh, hang on. Did the Nelson ever go to sea?
No, not so while we were on it.
Right.
No.
And how long were you on it for? December 47 till?
Yeah, must have been about a month or 2 months, something like that, you know.
So to about February 48?
Yeah. And
it was winter, was it? I mean, that's supposed to be a bad winter.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be. But while we was there, one night we'd gone ashore into Weymouth because you had a trot boat run you right up into Weymouth. And when we came back, when we was on our way back, and then all of a sudden everybody's looking, and the Victorious was there then, and someone had hung himself. You know, on the carrier, you know, the big bells. It's somehow rather he got into the forecastle. He's in the forecastle. He jumped out of the forecastle and hung himself. And he was hanging there. And that was the first.
Oh. And you actually saw it?
Yeah. We was in
the
trot boat.
You didn't see him do it, did
you?
No.
We was coming. We was on the boat. We coming back from the shore. There he was hanging. We went past the Victorious, and there he was. Yeah. And that was that kept you awake a little bit. Yeah.
Anything else happened? Right, you're only on a couple of months.
You had some good runs ashore, like, you know.
Tell me about that.
One time, you know, because at the end of your training sort of thing, we all went ashore together, the old class, you know.
To Weymouth.
Weymouth, yeah. And of course, you went in the pub, and I think I had half a cider or something like that. And course, the chief, our instructor, was there, and the, you know, the clinics and things like that. Of course, that was giving it that. That was the point. But I could sing a good song then, you know, with all these Cockney songs, you know, he's up Mother Brown and all that. Oh, they got me at it, didn't they? And I think that is the first time I tasted a drop of scotch or something, or one thing, and I hated it. Yeah, I stood, I went out in the toilet and spewed it all. But then we was coming back in that Liberty boat, in the, it was an MFV, you know, motor fishing vessel, you know, that was that, what they were running around in. And that's what we saw on the way back, so that sobered us up. Yeah. That was a lovely party, that.
Anything else happened while you were aboard Nelson?
Not really. I can't remember a lot about it, to be truthful.
No, you weren't there long, were you?
No. But I mean, apart from the fact how awesome it was, how big it was on the... Because the Nelson had been cut down, you know, shortened up, you know, because it was going to be bigger than that, but at the same time, it was still a big beast.
So what happened next?
We got sent from there, and the Victorious had been lying down there, but that had been carrying Australian war brides after the war, like, you know, they was going. And of course, in the flight deck, they partitioned it off and made cabins with it, you know, with plywood and stuff like that. Anyhow, they sent us aboard there to clean it up.
You didn't join it then, you were just cleaning.
Yeah, well, it come out of a, come away from Portland, and then we were just working then from morning to night, you know.
So you were a working party?
Yeah, and just putting all this stuff onto the lifts, like, just putting it up onto the flight deck. But all these things, but it was in a terrible state, you know, with things like, you know, stuff, and you know, you could imagine with, you know, all the pipes behind the pipes, and all dirty knickers behind the pipe, and God knows what. Yeah, true. That was a Victorious. We took it up to Portsmouth, you know, and left it up there. And then, I forget what happened then.
Did you get your first ship then?
I was a Chatham rating. They moved me into a Chatham rating, see? So I was sent down to Chatham.
So, Chatham Barracks?
I had a leave then. I remember we went on leave then from Pompey. And then we'd come back to Chatham Barracks.
And how long were you in there for? What was life like in there?
Oh, fucking terrible.
Why? Because a lot of people say that. What was wrong?
It's so fussy, like, you know, the going, falling in to go ashore and all that business, and you've got inspecting before you went ashore and all that lot, and all kinds, you know, just bits and pieces. And then you had the barrack guard and all that business. But you was on working parties every day, same thing, but it's big barrack rooms, you know. It's terrible. I don't like it. Anyway.
Were you there long?
I don't think I was. I got drafted. So I can't remember what ship. Oh, the Superb. I got drafted to do the Superb.
But you know when you joined? At what time of year?
Oh, probably. I'd been going to leave and come back. Probably early 48, you know.
And
I was on Earth.
Now, what type of ship was Superb?
She was a cruiser. Can you
describe what she was like?
She was. Well, she had straight up and down funnels and, you know, 2 miles and things like that, but she wasn't as big as the Belfast, but she still would pass a ship, like, sort of thing.
And you were going aboard as an ordinary seaman, were you?
Yeah, I went aboard there as an ordinary.
And you had no specialisation at all?
No. And then, as I say, I went to the, when I left her.
Now, hang on, what do you do aboard her?
Well, normal routines, cleaning. I was on a 4-inch gun then. No, I wasn't. Went down into the TS.
Now tell us about that. What was your duties in the transmitting station?
That was that working on the table. You know, you had a big sort of a table that all worked with it. And
how did it all work? Because people understand that now.
It was all done by sort of, well, clockwork sort of thing. But as you got the see what come from the director, what the information come from the director down to the TS. And then as it come down, I think, because range, all the rest of it, that was all fed into this here, what they call it, an Admiralty control clock. And that worked it all out, of what the, you know, the rate and all the rest of it was, you know, and everything like that. But it was all fed into it. It was about four or five of us, about six around this table, all feeding this information in, coming out, because you read it. The pointer's going round, and you just follow that pointer, you know, and kept that feeding, that's feeding all the control clock, and that goes back up to the guns, and that's how that.
Is that all you had to do?
Yeah.
What was that like, was the job?
Well, it's interesting, because it wasn't only that, you had the radar. Down there as well, and they was going. It was all it really.
Now, were you on the radar? It was just there, was it?
No, it was there. They was you know, qualified people, you know, qualified RC people, now, radar control.
Were you still under training, or are you now a trained?
More or less, well, trained. I was a ordinary seaman then, and.
So where did you go on the Superb?
We went to Gibraltar and somewhere else. We had Interfleet Sports or something like that there.
What, in the Med? So you were out in the Med?
Yeah, and they had the Mediterranean Fleet and the Home Fleet, because the Superb was in the Home Fleet. And we all met at Gibraltar sort of thing and had Interfleet Sports. I was boxing for the Home Fleet then. And,
I'll come back to that. Tell us about the exercise. What type of exercises were going on there? I mean, well, I know you wouldn't know much about it.
The thing was, it was a site. They had ships coming from the north of you know, see, and they was them, the Welshmen and the thing, the mine laying, and they were very fast, 40 odd knots later. And they was coming in. And you were supposed to have been taking a convoy through, you know, to Alex or somewhere like that, you know. And that's what it was all about, you know. They had a carrier with us, the Thetis, I think. I've never seen it. Yeah. And it was good, you know, that was all the thing. So you was on watch, all the, you know, you was working in watches and everything like that. Some, you know, lookouts and, you know, that was it. All different things.
So tell us about the watches. What was the watch system? Do you remember how it worked?
I can't remember how it worked. Yeah. See, I've done a lot of... when I come out of Royal Navy, I joined the Merchant Navy. Now I go away.
Different
the watch
watches.
It's somehow... I know they used to split the dogs. I always remember that. That was the... From the... You said 8 to 12... 12 to 4, 4 to 8, no, that was, but you had you split the dog so you didn't get the same watch every time in the Royal Navy, you know, so you either put down the first dog or the second dog, you know, and
that switched you around.
Switched around, so the next day you're not on different watches. So you didn't always get the dead man's watch, the midnight.
That was the worst, wasn't it?
Oh, that is nothing, yeah.